Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about what the two of you can do to recover after you have a bedroom blooper.
And there's a quote from Anithu talking about bloopers that says, "Bloopers are not mistakes to worry about. They are memories to cherish." Mm-hmm. And I think when we're talking about bedroom bloopers, this is just such a fitting statement. And, you know, as we jump into today's episode, we start every episode with a hug. It's really an opportunity to, for Tony and I to celebrate where you are in your marriage, the action that you're taking. And this hug comes from a four-star review that we received for the Six Pillars of Intimacy, The Secret to an Extraordinary Marriage. Side note, if you haven't read it yet, you can get it at sixpillarsofintimacy.com. This person says, "After 32 years of marriage, I can resonate with the leans and cracks talked about in the early chapters. Mm. It's a good reminder to recognize and take action. This practical advice is given for oldies and newlyweds. If you want a deeper connection with your loved one, I would recommend The Six Pillars of Intimacy. I'd also recommend this book for those couples who are struggling. Just maybe reading this book will ignite your marriage. Elisa and Tony are correct. It starts with you. Yes, what can I do? Then what can we do? Thank you for the reminders, highlighting areas I can still be working on after 3 decades of an awesome marriage. Mm. There's always something I can do better."
Awesome. I love those. I love those. Even 4-star reviews. Hey, if you've read the book and haven't left a review, go do it. If you haven't picked up the book yet, go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com. Go grab it. Go make your marriage extraordinary.
Absolutely. You know, as Tony mentioned at the top of this episode, we're talking about recovering after bedroom bloopers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last week we had a situation that was totally the catalyst for this episode. You know, sometimes it's very easy to pinpoint when we're like, oh, that's like literally it happened. And we're like, this is an episode. This just straight up, we're going to talk about it.
And part of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show is our lives and things that happen. Not everything in marriage has to be serious. We don't have to talk about the depths of deep, you know,
like deep emotional, heavy
areas all the time. And so if you're new and you're like, what are these two talking about and why? Because part of this show is about just having fun too. And what just happens in marriage and day to day. Like, there's not always this heavy thing going on. It's not always fun. You know, there are these times when it's just like we're just rolling through our days as a married couple. And something like this may happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were getting ready to have sex. And, you know, we have various Liberator ramps, wedges, pillows in our bedroom. It's actually kind of funny how many. Oh, we have like 3.
We have
now that I say this out loud, I'm like,
You know what? We did a whole episode on wedges and sex pillows, episode 737. I'll put a link here for anybody who hasn't listened to it. And we shared the different ones that we have here and we've used and we shared in that episode. That's 737, sex pillows and wedges.
Okay. So the catalyst for this episode, tying in with that episode, was we were getting ready to use one of the Liberator ramps and we were trying to get it situated on the bed. And for some reason, somehow I kind of lost my sense of orientation where I was in the bed and Tony was up getting it and I was at the end of the bed. And before I know it, I can't even figure out how it happened, but I'm literally, you guys, sliding off the end of the bed, like slow motion. And the next thing I know, I'm on the floor.
Well, and I hadn't even gotten the wedge out yet. Like, it was one of those in the one we were using the wedge ramp combo. So it's the bigger one. Another one we talk about is the flip ramp, which is a little thinner, all this sort of stuff. But I hadn't even gotten it to the bed yet.
Which I still can't figure out because like the side of the room that you were on isn't where it's stored. It's stored on my side. So I don't even know what you were going for.
I don't know.
Honestly, you guys, we have no idea how this happened. We just know that we weren't dressed. We were getting ready to have sex. And the next thing you know, like my upper body is sliding off the bed. My legs are up. It just what just happened?
It was literally just one of those what's just happened moments. And it's one of those moments where I feel like we were in the throes of some foreplay. Mm-hmm. It's passion. You know what I mean? You're in this passionate moment of like, oh my gosh, like we're in this. And for those of you who don't know, we have older children, nobody's around, so we have time, we can do what we want to do. Back in the day when they were younger, not so much. So we're okay, we're in the throes of foreplay, we're having a good time. It's like, hey, let's just get a wedge to just change up the position. And so it's like hop off the bed, and then all of a sudden Elisa's falling off the bed, which throws in that laughter and sort of like me, male autonomy, erection to flaccid, right? Because you go from I'm all in to
what is she
crap,
doing?
My wife is on the floor. Hopefully she didn't
not intentionally.
Hopefully she didn't hurt herself. Wanting to attend to her, but in my mind I'm still like, I gotta attend to my wife, but I really want to get this pillow so we can have sex. And so you have this blooper unraveling.
Absolutely. And you know, the Oxford English Dictionary defines a blooper as an embarrassing error. And you know, I thought about that as I was reading the definition, and I looked at a couple other definitions, and they kept using this word embarrassing. And I think, you know, sometimes when we have our bedroom bloopers, sometimes they're embarrassing, but I think more often than that, they're kind of like funny or awkward things mm-hmm. that happen. And you know, we have to be having conversations. The reason it's so important to be having these types of conversations is because, you know, if you don't talk about these kinds of things, it can totally derail your experience, right? It can get you into this place where you're like Tony said, you know, we're doing foreplay. Like, I think I know where this is going. And then all of a sudden, you know, Elisa's falling off the end of the bed. And like, will we or won't we? And why is she now laughing hysterically? We have had multiple situations in our marriage. Like, here's another one that I was just thinking about. And we've talked about this multiple times in the podcast when we were doing our 60-day sex challenge. And one day before sex, you're like, we should pray.
Mm-hmm.
We're laying in bed side by side. And you're like, I know we're getting ready to have sex. And Tony's like, we should pray. And I do not know, you guys, what was so funny about we should pray right before we were getting ready to have sex, but I literally lost it. I was
trying to mix our spiritual intimacy with our sexual intimacy in that moment.
Well, no, I totally get, like, I understand
it was
why.
Just out of for us in that moment in time, out of place and just
totally out of character.
And so I would say, and if you look at a blooper, it is sort of an embarrassing, like, because I think almost in an embarrassment too, a lot of folks, including myself, I think when I get embarrassed, I'll laugh mm-hmm. because you want to deflect that emotion to something else, and laughter is an easy one to go to.
And I laughed.
Yes.
That, like, he suggested that. We couldn't even have sex that morning when he had suggested praying before sex. I mean, this was like, you know, 15 years ago, because I was laughing so hard. Like, I couldn't stop. It was like a 7-year-old girl at a slumber party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, you talk about just like totally derailing the experience. And that's, again, why we're doing an episode like this, to have these types of conversations, because we know when something like that happens to us, it's this very sweet reminder that if it's happening to us, it's happening to other couples in the one family. And that, yes, having a conversation about it and understanding what other couples have done to work through bedroom bloopers actually becomes another tool in your toolbox. It becomes empowering to you to go, okay, we don't have to let something that is silly, awkward, uncomfortable be the thing that says, you know what, we're just going to throw up our hands and we're not going to have sex tonight. Although sometimes that does happen, right? Because y'all shared, like Tony and I talk about this all the time, and we talk about it to people outside of the one family, just about how much we love you guys. Mm-hmm. Because if we ask a question on Instagram stories, you know, do a poll, ask a question or whatever, you guys, you're amazing. Because you will share your lives with us there, and we're so grateful.
Absolutely, we are.
Because what it means is that when we do an episode like this, like, these are your stories.
Mm-hmm.
This is truly the one family. And, you know, here's what some of you have shared with us.
And get ready. Because some of these, even when I was reading, I'm like, Oh my gosh.
Because, well, and what you also have to know is Tony doesn't necessarily look at all the answers when they're going up on Instagram stories. He doesn't see much until I send him the episode notes and I'm like, okay, here's what we're talking about. Here's what it looks like. And he's like, what? So one that came through was farting during sex. And in one case, even having a turd come out. That was their words, not mine. And I will say I like gas during sex. Like it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have struggled. Like there have been times during oral sex where I'm like, oh, you can't. No. And he's like, why not? And I'm like, I'm too gassy. We're just not going there.
Right.
I feel really gassy. So I totally like that one. So resonated.
The turd coming out has not
that
happened.
That has never happened. But gas. Yes.
But wow. Like that to me would be an absolute like, oh my gosh moment. Like
what's going on?
What's
here?
Going on here? The gas part has happened on both sides over the years for sure.
Yeah. Another one that came through was our 8-year-old knocking, telling him 15 more minutes, and then hearing him ask Google to set a timer. Like, just think about that for a second. Like, you got that. Fortunately for them, you know, they've got their children well-trained to knock first. So knock. And folks, just lock your bedroom doors.
Yeah.
That saves the bloopers from happening because your door's locked. Mm-hmm. But yes, not you get knocks from your kids, you're going to get all kinds of bloopers.
I just like the child telling Google to set a timer. Like, behind your door, you all of a sudden you hear your kids like,
Google?
Hey, Google, set a timer for 15 minutes.
Well, because the other thing that I thought of when I read that, I'm like, wow, now we've got, like, now you're literally, you're on the clock.
Like, you're on the clock, yes.
Right, like, all I could think about was
I look at my clock, but we're not on the clock. I look at it to just see
what
time it is.
That's a whole other kind of blooper we've talked about on the show.
I once thought he said blast off and couldn't stop laughing.
Because it's true, like, you hear things from your spouse, and sometimes you're in the moment, and, like, your perception of what they're saying might be different than what they actually were saying.
There's one time early on.
Oh, okay. You want to go there? Yoda?
Yes. Yoda? I made this Yoda noise.
No, you didn't. You said, be patient, my young one.
In a Yoda voice.
What is that? What is that? Be patient, my young one? Like, now I can't even focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and that, yeah, I mean, that was like
that
early.
That was young married. Like, I don't know what I was saying. I mean, I'd probably ejaculate just barely even touching you at that point in time
in
my life.
Be patient, my young one. I'm like,
be patient with what? Get out of here.
Like, what do we got going on here? Oh my gosh. Yeah, multiple comments came in from you guys about like one spouse trying to say something that would turn on the other. And, you know, it either backfires or it becomes a laughing fit again because it's just like you think you're hearing one thing or. You know, like in your head, some things might sound really sexy and then you say them out loud and you get a response from your spouse. And you're like, that wasn't. That wasn't.
We've been there. I think I've been there more. I think I'll use more of that vocalization talking during foreplay than you do. I'm like, I'm having to like sort of get you on.
I've gotten a lot better.
You have gotten a lot better, but it's still I'm trying to get you to say, but there have been times when I think I've said stuff, obviously like my Yoda voice.
Yoda. Somebody said we were having sex at my parents' house when a visiting minister walked in on us.
Oh.
That's a moment. That one actually falls into the embarrassing blooper.
100%. Oh, absolutely.
100%. Another one. I had a bit of oregano oil on my leg, and as we got into some different positions, his parts started burning, and we couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, oof. Yeah, that also reminds me, I mean, oregano oil, but even when you're looking at like
the numbing creams?
Yeah, I was going to say the different numbing creams because the numbing cream for your penis is one thing, but when you just have like sore muscle stuff on.
Like the icy hot type of thing.
Yeah, which has happened before and all of a sudden you're touching parts and it's like, oh shoot, like it's burning. We need to we got to figure this piece out. I think... Now I would probably just put like lather Uber lube on it. Maybe that would soothe it.
I don't know.
Probably
we haven't tried. We're a lot more careful. And that's just like a friendly little PSA. Be careful about the oils, lotions, creams that you use because while they might be great for your muscles, they may not be great when they're touching all of your private anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that little PSA out there.
Yep.
Another couple shared with us that they broke the headboard while on vacation.
That to me is the winner. man, that is.
That's skill.
That is amazing, in my opinion. Like, to be somewhere, making love in a hotel room,
Well, you assume it was in a hotel room. It just says on vacation. We don't know where they were.
Well,
I mean, they could have been at a family member's house for all we know.
It could have been, yes. But to break the headboard is a lot. Like that to me.
Because you're not
is,
talking about the frame. Like we're talking about the headboard.
The headboard. Like that. And the reason why
Didn't
I say
somebody
that.
Somebody tell us about breaking the frame.
I don't know. But it just reminds me when we were in Alabama for the Carrywell event.
Oh yeah.
The headboard in that hotel was just so beautiful. We actually both made mention of it. So I think of that headboard, and it was a big headboard, going, there is no way we would ever be able to break that headboard. But I'm like, holy cow. So that's what I just think about.
And now every single one of you, whenever you go somewhere, and you're going to look at the headboard and you're going to evaluate it. What's the breakability
of the headboard?
Of the headboard.
Yes.
Can we do something here?
Yeah.
And then just walk out the next morning. Mm-hmm. You know, it was amazing the number of people that talked about like different positions, mm-hmm. creating bloopers. And I've said this many, many times on this show where sometimes you like it's felt like we're trying to play a game of Twister, and mm-hmm. I have no idea like where's my arm supposed to go? Where's this leg supposed to go? Like, where are my feet in there? Like all of those kinds of things. And so sometimes you can just be like, yeah, you know what? This isn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't working.
A bottle of Uber Lube flipped off the bed and shattered. Now, it's not a glass bottle, but it's like some other type of bottle. And it does, when it hits something hard, can shatter because...
Yeah, it's not designed to hit hard things.
We have heard from others, and one of our friends who was off on a Mediterranean vacation, the first day of that trip, their bottle ended up falling and breaking. And the husband telling me how he just cried. Looked at it and cried because it made such a difference with their sexual intimacy.
The Traveler?
You can get the Traveler. Yeah, I'll actually put a link to Uber Lube, or you can go to buyuberlube.com to get.
I'm a big fan
bottle.
Of the Traveler, because after hearing that story,
yeah.
Like how devastated would you be if you were like vacationing and you were on the beginning part of an epic vacation, mm-hmm. and your Uber Lube
busted,
like literally crashes and burns.
Yep.
That's so, you know, oh my gosh. But you know, it's these kinds of stories, right? Like there was one more that I just want to share in. The description was, just recently one of the cuffs broke when she was suspended, and as she was falling, I was trying to catch her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, different swings and things like that, you know, you're up in the air, you know,
I love it. See, we've never tried that. I think that's
the swing.
Yeah, we have another dear friend, but they've used the yoga swing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mentioned that to us many, many of times, and how it's helpful. I've also had a buddy where he had the bolt in his ceiling. And I remember him telling me one time, this wasn't with him and his wife, but he had it in the ceiling, and his dad came over and they're going to do some work, I think, in his master bath.
Okay.
So his dad walks in.
Yeah.
And just like taking stock of the room, right?
Sure.
Like you do.
Yeah, you know.
And happened to catch the bolt in the ceiling. Just look at him. And my buddy just sort of said, yep. And that was it. Like, it was just one of those moments of like father,
it's an interesting
son.
Interesting parenting moment.
Like, yep, that's what it is, but we're moving on. But we have never tried swings or anything. I don't know why. We've had conversations, and most of the times, I don't know where it ends up. Like, literally, I don't.
Yeah. That's a good question. We're not going to answer it right now.
Okay.
Because now I got to think about it, because that's not really the focus of the bloopers. But you know, it is what happens in those moments, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. Like, what do you do when these types of things happen, and how you choose to recover is really going to be the difference between connection and disconnection. We want to talk about that after this break. You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We're back. And we've been talking about bloopers, specifically bedroom bloopers, and how they can impact the two of you. But more importantly, right now, we want to talk about how you can recover and what you can do when you've had that bedroom blooper. Mm-hmm. I will say, because we asked the question of all of you, the most common response was to just laugh and move on, right? Yeah. You know, and we've done it where you're just like, okay, that was really like kind of like what happened last week, right? You slid off the end of the bed. That was pretty funny. Let's get our heads back in the game and resume.
Yeah, and I think the word and the phrase you use is the big piece. Get our heads back in the game. Mm-hmm. For guys, both of them, but it's really having to just set aside that funny moment.
Sorry, that was a little delay there. I was like, forgot. Okay, now I understand which heads you're talking about. Got it.
I'm glad you got it. But it is part of it is going, that happened, it was funny, let's get back into it. Because mm-hmm. I think for myself over the years, the biggest frustration is when a blooper like that happens and we don't end up having sex. I think there's a lot of frustration because it's like, oh, we had this moment. We had this time. We set aside, we made sure. And then it was like, oh, I'm out of it. You know, Lisa just be like, well, that happened. So forget it now.
Well, and I think that's where, and I hadn't even thought to mention this until you said that, but that's where, you know, when a couple chooses to engage in their sexual intimacy on a regular basis, right? When they've adopted their own version of the intimacy lifestyle, then you can make those decisions. Either we're going to be able to go on and go through with this, or, hey, you know what? Like, I just need to take a pause because I'm so far, like, it's going to take me, because you aren't worried about when you're going to have sex next.
Correct.
Like, I think back to, you know, bloopers early years of our marriage, and because we weren't having sex regularly, then the frustration level would have been a lot higher.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. Intimacy lifestyle. I'm going to put a link here for, we've done a number of episodes. I can't remember which one it is right now, but I'll put a link here in our episode notes for you guys. If you haven't listened to what the intimacy lifestyle is. Basically, it's scheduling sex. It's much more than that. We're not going to go into it here. Go listen to the episode. Let me see where it is. Hold on. Let me look.
Are you thinking?
422. So yeah. I'll put episode 422 here in the episode link or episode notes, or go listen to it and you can learn more about that.
So, you know, when you're in that place, right? Sometimes you're, like we said, sometimes you're going to laugh it off. Sometimes you're going to be like, you know what? We just need to take a pause, completely regroup. We'll come back to it. But other times, you know, like, what are your options, right? If a position isn't working, like I said, if it feels like you're playing more Twister or whatever, and, you know, your body's making sounds that you're like, whoa, okay, that just like is distracting, like change your position. We've done that many times, you know, with all the different positions that are in the Position Post magazine. Mm-hmm. Like, as we try, some of them work great the first time around. Some of them are like, we're going to need a little more practice on this one. Oh,
like that. Not working here. Like, we're trying our darndest and it's just not working the way we expected it to.
And that's where, guys, I don't know how many times we talk about it, but, you know, and please don't think I'm a broken record because I'm going to keep saying it. Your emotional intimacy and your sexual intimacy are so intricately tied together, right? When you're in a place where the two of you are engaging in your sexual intimacy and something is embarrassing or awkward or, you know, you're in that place, like, how are you going to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to try a different position? Are we going to laugh about it and just know, you know what, this is a really good memory? Are we going to call it a night? Like, they're all options. But it's what's the communication between the two of you getting there to that decision? What's the communication to say, hey, you know what? Like Tony said last week, he's like, we're going to need a little more foreplay. Like, because usually for us, we get the ramp and like, it's kind of like a good to go thing. But this, because we'd had like 2 or 3 minutes where, like I said, I'm falling off the bed. He's trying to figure out where I just went because a second ago I was on the bed. Like, there was just some conversation there. We're like, hey, This is how we're going to get back into this.
We need to just spend a little more time again, because from erection to flaccid, and then myself having to engage, get my head back into this. Okay, are you there? I'm back at where I need to be. We can finish off. But that's okay. And I think for myself, I've had to learn to do that as a guy. I've had to, and as I've aged too, to be able to vocalize and let Elisa know when these types of things happen, that I'm not my 20-odd-year-old self or even my 30-year-old self, younger 30-year-old self, where holding an erection was fine. Like, that was no big deal. But as I've aged, and especially into my later 40s and now 50, I have found myself going quickly between erection and flaccid. And so it just takes me, I've had to be real with her and let her know that, because for a while I wasn't, and it was becoming embarrassing to me. And it was so much mental energy that her and I just having that discussion and just going, hey, I need the extra foreplay. I need you to touch me. I need you to engage with me so I can get back in to the game here.
It's all those conversations, right? And I will say, you know, the couple that had the visiting minister walk in on them, they did pretend like it didn't they just pretend like it didn't happen the next day when they saw this person at church. And sometimes you do that when people walk in on you. You just act like it didn't happen.
I mean,
my suggestion to that is, you know, to save that blooper from happening in the future, let's just all remember that when we go someplace to have sex, that we turn around and we lock the door behind us.
And there are multiple, and many of you in the one family have shared this when we put up like this quote. It's just something about like the greatest thing about Vaseline or something about that is slathering it on your door so your kids don't get in. Vaseline? I forget how it goes. And everybody will always say, "We'll just get a lock." Yes, we're trying to be funny. That's all we're trying to be there. And yet, many of you have shown many of different locks that you can get.
There are some epic locks like out there.
Literally, like when you're traveling, many of you have shared this with us, like, hey, when you're traveling, make sure you get this. So it doesn't matter what kind of lock, or if there is a lock on the door, if there isn't a lock on the door, this, that. So there are many options. Just search on Amazon. And if you're traveling or whatever, or it's even in your own home.
I specifically know of couples who have both like the keypad and the fingerprint locks.
On their bedroom doors?
Yeah. Ain't nobody getting in there.
Wow.
Without knowing the code or having the fingerprint. I'm just saying. Then you don't have to worry about it.
That's
you don't have to worry about it. Okay. But regardless of what happens, I think the thing that I really took away from all of the responses, and this is why we started this episode with the quote about, you know, bloopers aren't mistakes, they're memories to cherish, is because like when things don't go exactly the way they thought you were going to go, can you recognize that it will be a memory that the two of you will look back on and laugh? Like, I still, from time to time, clearly it came up today, tease Tony about his little Yoda voice.
There are moments and times.
There are moments, right? Like, and we're not going to forget the summer of 23 when I slid off the bed. Like, they're going to be, and those are just funny parts of your marriage story. And truth of the matter is that sex can be funny. You can have fun while you're having sex. You can have fun thinking about sex and thinking about when things didn't go exactly as you thought they would. It's okay. You don't need our permission to say that, but I'm going to put it out there, because if you can find those memories and you can create those memories, what does that do for the fabric of your marriage?
Yeah. Oh, so fun. You know, this week, talk to your spouse, share some bloopers that have happened around your sexual intimacy in your bedroom, maybe even outside your bedroom, again, around your sexual intimacy. Go down memory lane and sort of laugh about it together. And for some of you, it may be a really good time to even talk about, like Elisa and I were sharing, is when it does happen, how will we react the next time? So that way we are on the same page, or share a time when it didn't go the way you had expected. But knowing that together, you're sharing this, so that way when a bedroom blooper happens again, you guys are on the same page, you can laugh together, know that you're making a memory together, and still being able to engage in your sexual intimacy. So you guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.